The report is finally in. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It's finally out in the open. According to the Mitchell Report, Major League Baseball has harbored a serious drug culture from top to bottom. The record books will now be full of asterisks. Statistical acne. You know, I thought it was interesting that this comes out just as we're hearing the news that the average cholesterol level in the U.S. is finally down to the ideal range, under 200. And why do I find that so interesting in this context? Because it shows that Americans are finally taking a stand for health and wellness. Is that right, Dr. LaPook?
Cholesterol levels are down because people are taking statins and other powerful medications. But at the same time, we're fatter than we've ever been.
Oh, cholesterol is down because so many people take a drug. I see. And so baseball players who take drugs intended to help their conditioning will be condemned by people who take drugs to avoid conditioning altogether. But Dave, you say, this is about competition. This is about keeping competition pure. Well, dear listeners, life is competition. It's a contest for reproduction and money and to see who can collect retirement the longest. So we take Lipitor to lower cholesterol, Ambien to put us to sleep, espresso to wake us up, Topamax to make us thin, Botox to make us beautiful. And so, yes, players will be condemned for taking something to help them swing a bat by people who take Viagra and Cialis to help them basically do the same thing. And in life, as in baseball, it's all fun and games until someone gets hurt.
Erections lasting longer than 4 hours, though rare, require immediate medical help.
I rest my case. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.